Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, September 4th. Is it September 4th?
Yes, it is.
Wow. I'm gone for one day and I don't even know what month it is. Anyhow,
you'll September have to come 4th, in again.
2014. Yeah.
Warped time. Again.
So the voices you hear with me today are Kelly Gaumont. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Jeff.
And John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. And thank you to both of you for carrying on without me for a day. I was off getting to see some of the new stuff that HP has been working on. And
Brian said you were on assignment, and so I was wondering whether it was perhaps Afghanistan.
Well, it was like Afghanistan. It was actually Fort Collins, and HP has some really cool display stuff that's coming down the pipe. So that was fun to get to see.
Speaking of displays, Kelly, I have a new Mac accessory on my desk.
You do?
I do.
I would like to hear more about this accessory.
Here it is. You know what that means? One ring. One
what
ring
does
means
one bell mean?
John is a guru.
Is there a bell?
Two rings. You know what that means?
I have no idea. Please tell me.
Kelly is the wizard.
Ooh. Oh, I like that one. How about
Kelly, tell us what three rings means.
Three rings means Jeff is wrong.
And four rings?
Still wrong.
Jeff is still wrong, right?
Yes.
You guys are going to wear out the bell. Trust me.
And then five rings, of course, as we all know, is Kelly?
Room service.
Room service. However, we're going to have to defer room service until later because we need to get on with the show.
Yeah.
You guys have way too much time on your hands.
We kind of do.
John, you need to stop surfing Amazon all the time. And if you ring the bell every time I have a wrong prediction, you're going to wear that bell really fast. Just saying.
He bought it on Subscribe and Save.
Oh, well, there you go. That's good because you're going to end up having to buy more. All right. So, first thing I wanted to talk about today, there's an article at the New York Times. They were speaking with one of the people on the iWatch development team who said that Jonathan Ive has been bragging about the iWatch and how Swiss watchmakers are basically screwed once this thing comes out. And when I read the article, I had to stop and read it again. And then stop and read it again because I was certain I had misread something in there. But no, the New York Times is saying they spoke with someone on Apple's iWatch team and they relayed this information directly to them, which means that someone inside Apple on this development team spoke directly with the New York Times. That's quite a leak.
When New York Times published that, what was the date on it? Was it this morning early?
This was like yesterday afternoon, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly why this happened. This was Apple's effort to divert us from the iCloud kerfuffle and get us back on track talking about September 9th.
You know, it's funny you should say that because I've been wondering whether or not this was an intentional move, a tactical move on Apple's part.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's got to be.
No question.
Yeah, it's either that or someone really didn't want to have a job at Apple anymore.
Yeah. And this doesn't seem like I've glanced through it. I haven't thoroughly read the piece, but I have looked through it. And in looking through it, this is the kind of stuff that somebody either says in two very specific situations. Either A, I'm on my way out the door. Or B, I was given the blessing of the Almighty to go forth and speak, and that this is something to sort of remind people, hey, there was all this rampant speculation before the holiday weekend, and maybe we should get back to that, because what people have been saying about Apple in the last few days hasn't been what we want them to be saying. Yep. So let's change the story.
Yep,
that there you and go. And Am or not Amazon, Samsung. Wow, Samsung. Wow, send me away for one day on assignment, and I can't even remember company names anymore.
All those enemies look alike after a while.
Boy, howdy! So Samsung They did a media event a couple days ago, yesterday maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Okay, so they showed off new stuff, including a new smartwatch thing. So we have that happening yesterday. We have the whole iCloud nude photos thing. And yeah, those together sure do take a lot of attention away from whatever would be happening on September 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't surprise me at all if Apple chose to leak, I'm doing air quotes, leak information about the iWatch a few days ahead of the event. And as I think about all this, I'm also thinking, well, this wouldn't have happened if Katie Cotton was still here.
I'm surprised I didn't see an article yesterday entitled The iCloud Hanging Over Apple's September 9 Event.
Wow.
Now you have to write it.
Yeah, John.
Well, I know there was so much fuss yesterday. Well, I mean, there was probably, 70 dozen articles yesterday about this thing, but I didn't see any article with that title.
Yeah, and there totally should have been one.
Yeah.
Well, John, the gauntlet has been thrown.
Well, no, I'm not going to go there.
See, now you tease everyone like that. No, but we will cajole you.
Here at TMO, we do think about article titles rather deeply.
We do.
Yeah.
Sure. Of course we do. Yeah. So I guess our consensus is that this was probably a tactical move on Apple's part.
Mm-hmm.
Intentional leak.
But even still, the fact that they chose to leak information about a product now that has had no leaks, period, mm-hmm. is also kind of interesting. Yeah, because
I subscribe to Brian's theory that it's being made in the United States, which is why we haven't seen any supply chain leaks, photos. I kind of like that idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and I'm totally on board with that too. I really believe that the watch is being designed and built in the United States. Apple can keep very tight control over the information that goes out, and assuming that this was a tactical move on their part, there you go. Very, very tight control over when and how information about the iWatch comes out.
At Macworld in 2007, January, I was sitting next to Dave Hamilton in the audience, and Steve Jobs started talking about the iPhone, and he started showing it and demoing it, and he held the price to the very end, and I kept saying to Dave over and over, I said, I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how much it costs. I'm going to own one.
Okay, John, it's actually funny you should say that, because the other topic that I wanted to take a look at today is, well, it's not so much a topic, it's something I'm just interested in getting you guys' opinion. The price of the iWatch, what do you think it's going to cost, and how much are you willing to pay?
Well, let me kick it off, Kelly, because before the show this morning, we were talking about a rumor that Apple had been kicking around a $400 price for the iWatch. And I'm thinking that there's going to be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth no matter what the price is. Mm-hmm. You know, Apple's got to set a certain price that reflects the quality and the thought that was put into this, the mechanical and electronic excellence of this device, the desirability after all these people got involved in the design of it. So, you know, it can't be real cheap. I was talking in the pre-meeting about how I wear a Swiss Army watch, and it's a fairly good one, a bottom-of-the-line watch by some standards, but it costs a little over $200. And it's a fine Swiss Army watch, and I'm thinking, you know, I wouldn't mind spending $295 or $345 for an iWatch because I think it's going to do a lot, and I think people are going to look at it. And like my response to the original iPhone, I'm going to be going, this is so darn cool. I don't care how much it costs.
You know, there are watches out there that do nothing more than tell time.
Right.
And costs thousands and thousands of dollars. And so I'm thinking that a good-looking, wrist-worn device from Apple that tells time, plus also has a lot of other well-integrated features, including all this fitness and health tracking, Apple can sell $300 or $400 if they want, and people will buy it. I'm guessing, though, that it's going to be closer, like for an entry-level model, closer to the $200 price point.
That would be nice. That would take a lot of the pain out of it. But, you know, remember, this is supposed to be a sort of a high-tech luxury device. You know, jewelry has been mentioned before. So I'm thinking it's going to be a little bit more. And I'm thinking that people are going to be happy to be seen wearing one. And well, that's going to drive the price up.
The Sony one that just got announced looks like it's going to clock in about $300 US. The retail on the LG Android watch is $229 retail. And the Samsung Gear is $200 retail. And the Moto 360, which is the revolutionary round one, doesn't have any pricing information yet. So I think they're going to probably clock in about $200. I think they have absolutely kicked around a $400 price point. Because I think a lot of things get kicked around at Apple. I think that they probably reject a whole lot of ideas before they get to the thing that really works. Less buttons, less buttons, less buttons, less buttons. Okay, we need a couple buttons. You know, I think everything at Apple probably goes through that process, just like I'm convinced that there's a MacBook Air out there somewhere in Cupertino with 3G capability built in, you know, just like there is
Kelly,
on the iPad.
You listed some prices from competitors, and don't you think Apple needs to sort of present their case that we're more expensive and more high-end and better than all these other devices, which would put them at the top of that price range rather than the bottom or middle?
I would say that, except that with the approach that the computers are taking and with the approach the music players are taking, they're pricing competitively now. So I would expect to see – I wouldn't be surprised if it was $300. I would more expect something at about $250, I think. As far as wanting one for myself, I'm going to say, at least for the moment, I need to wait and see, because I don't know if it's going to fit on my arm. Strictly a logistical issue.
Oh, yeah. I wrote about that before. They have to have, if it fits on the wrist, like every other watch company on the planet, they have to have a woman's version and a man's version.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Sure.
There definitely needs to be something, I think, smaller. And I think the other thing about it is that you may get a different set of capabilities between the two. I'm assuming there's going to be two models. Maybe the air quote small model is a wristband, like an Up, like a Jawbone Up or Fitbit Flex, is it?
Mm-hmm.
One of those little wristbandy sort of Nike Fuel kind of tracker devices. And then maybe the next one up is something with a screen on it that will display more information for you. Maybe you only get, you know, a subset of notifications if you're using the smaller one, which and maybe that comes in at $99. I don't know.
Well, with a sapphire display, that's going to differentiate it too.
Sure,
that's true.
And I don't think the price point needs to be high to differentiate the device.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Apple has the features there that they want, and they can give us a very compelling product, if they're selling it around the $200 price point, like these other devices are, but they're offering a lot more for that. That in and of itself makes the iWatch even more enticing to potential customers.
Jeff, right. I think we're looking at another glass of scotch here, because I'm going to be going on the high end of this. I think Apple's perceiving that the market is going to be the tennis crowd. You know, the people who have some serious expendable income, the people who are into fashion, the people who are into health, the high end of the market. And there'll be plenty of people from overseas who are wealthy, as well as United States, who are going to want to have one of these things as a luxury symbol. And I'm thinking it's going to be more like $345, $375.
Well, see, I'm kind of on a sliding scale here, because I think they will have an entry point product around the $200 price point.
Mm. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You mark my words. There is no entry level for this exotic iWatch that we've been waiting for so long. It's going to be super cool, super exotic. It's going to be right out of Star Trek. It's going to be like, wow, as soon as I put this thing on my wrist, I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Jeff, it sounds like John is putting his makers where his mouth is.
He is. It doesn't matter which one of us is right through all of these things. What's very clear to me is that there's some drinking in John and my future.
Yes.
And we're out of time. So on that libaceous note, I have to say thanks to both of you for joining me today.
Certainly.
And you guys rock. I always love getting your perspective on what's happening in the Apple world, ringing bells or not.
Slurp, slurp, slurp.